Hallo, ich bin Nico von Sonet und heute für eine unserer letzten Interviews für das Helpsprogramm haben wir Sunita zu Gast. Die arbeitete in einer NGO in Kamerun und die wird uns von ihrer Arbeit uns dort erzählen. Ja, und ja, we do the interview in English because it's easier so. And yeah, so welcome Sunita, and could you introduce yourself for everyone and tell about this organization you used to work for in Cameroon?
Thank you so much, Nico. Yes, and I'm Sunita Mba, and I come from Cameroon, and since 2009 I have worked with Better World Cameroon. And Better World Cameroon is an NGO that was founded in 1996 to support young people towards a regenerative world. And it was mainly to ensure that young people who are unemployed, because the chain of young people who are leaving the university was growing wider and wider, and there was almost no job for anyone anywhere. So it was an initiative to enroll young people who are leaving university into different varied job markets in a way to reduce the pressure of unemployment. That vision slowly, gradually grew into their necessity to support, preserve, conserve the environment. And so with many different young people, we have worked towards enhancing environmental education activities in schools. And so far, we worked with over 30 schools, both in the city of Yaoundé and also in the rural areas. And we worked a lot with young people in urban permaculture, where we were selling lots of beautiful plants that was used to green the city of Yaoundé. More so, young people got connected to summer camps, and these summer camps was like a holiday activity that young people don't just need to sit at home and just lazy around, but then there's a space for exchange, interaction with other young people, do some kind of fun stuff, and at the same time plant more trees to regreen the environment. As a young person, I learned a lot in this process and grew into that space of supporting, working with other young people, and consequently working with other NGOs, civil society organizations in Cameroon, in Africa, and across the world. Later on, we worked with communities. As I said before, the vision grew quite quickly. And at this time, we started an amazing project in the northwest region of Cameroon called the Bafut Eco-Village. And this was, I would say, an anticipation to regreen and make Bafut and its 53 communities into an eco-city by 2020. Hello, we are in 2020. And it didn't happen quite yet, but we did a lot of work. And one of them was a program called the High Value Agricultural Products Program. And this is where we worked with communities, with women and men, we were growing turmeric, ginger, different variety of products, also moringa, if you know this super plant, and working with the permaculture technique to intercrop these fantastic products into their traditional staple crops. And by traditional staple crops, I'm talking about corn, beans, cassava, and usually these products just last a few months in the soil. And in permaculture, we would say make maximum use of resources. And in order to make maximum use of the land, you harvest the traditional staple crops, and then you still have the high-value products on the land, which would be harvested later and sold, transformed, added value for a better price in the market, both locally and internationally. So consequently, we had women and a vibrant community and cooperative that was starting to transform ginger and turmeric and moringa into powder, juice, spice, and selling that into the local market. I mean, it's too little to say that this enhanced the local economy. It changed the vibe of the local community completely because people felt like even more enthusiastic to work and to do agriculture. They realized that they could gain much more from their pieces of land. They realized that even agroecology and agroforestry techniques were not just something that was of the olden days, but it's something that is still existing, and they could learn from ancestral and even indigenous knowledge system, because in the end, it's about adapting and integrating indigenous knowledge system into modern ways of agriculture. I could definitely add that most recently, we won a prize for our ecological building project with women, where lots of women worked with us in creating a rocket stove. And this is a stove made with earth that transformed the way that women see and interact with the environment. It reduced very much the cutting down of trees, and they learned how to build such technology. They equally learn how to work with the earth. They learned the role of a man in constructing the building. They become more confident. And needless to say that it became even more important to see that women had the self-esteem and felt that they are also able to do what has been seen in the community as a job of a man. Of course, a crisis that is currently happening in the northwest region of Cameroon and entirely the southern part of Cameroon has affected our work greatly. And this is where we started working even more with the program of integrating permaculture into peace building. And this is where SDG 16 comes into play, where we're ensuring that there are so many young people and communities that have been displaced from their harbor, from their homes, who are currently living in bushes, have a place to stay, are able to continuously support themselves and live within the times. And I would maybe end with a phrase that says that we all know that when conflict comes in through the door, definitely climate change flies off through the window. And this is because community processes completely transformed into emergency situations where you immediately stop looking at whether you want to survive or you want to ensure the environment. You just, at that moment, need support to survive and to live again. So our work kind of changed into enhancing that women are having hygienic services or production of different kind of hygienic products that they could survive with while they are not in their homes. That's a few of the things, maybe more, of the things that we have done that have enriched communities, have enriched the lives of different young people. We have reached out beyond 53 communities, worked with more than 2,000 farmers, and we have worked also a lot in connecting with the UN platforms, the Women 7, but also the United Nations negotiations on climate change on the yearly conference of parties. And we continue to do this work even within the crisis. And we are even more thrilled that you are here, you're out there, you're doing the same, and you are ensuring that we can do our part and be confident. Thank you so much for listening, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, yeah, wow, thank you. And what are the perspectives now for this project?
Yes, so one of the main things we are planning to, again, working in line with the SDG 16, is the Backyard Garden program. And for this, we are working with SONET to ensure and train young people in the cities of Bamenda, Douala, and Yaoundé to start a seed network, but also a food network of young people in the city, because due to the crisis and the war, so many young people have relegated into the cities. So such a project would ensure and train young people to carry out backyard gardening activities, to understand permaculture, to be able to train other young people in such practices. In the end, we would have a network of young people sharing food, sharing seeds, spreading local seeds across the country. And instead of depending on humanitarian aid to bring food or import food from somewhere else, we're going to start building that locally, bit by bit. And we do see that in order to finally achieve SDG 16, we have to start locally and ensure that the communities have the capacity and capability to carry out such food projects. So come on, join us and come with us to Cameroon and support this program. Ensure that that Cameroonians are not depending on food aid. Ensure that once again you're giving back the energy to the people, to the local people, to drive their own life, to ensure that climate change is tackled at the ground up. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Zanita, for this inspiring presentation. And yeah, bye. See you next week.